All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Jordan Stupar with us. He is the co-founder at Sales Domination Systems. So welcome to the show, man.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Pumped to have you on. So Jordan, let me ask on this show is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
Man, that's a good question. There's a lot of those. Let's see. A good story of mine from my past that has a great underlying message. I would just say move. I think the thing that I've done the most in my life is move myself closer to opportunities. I'm right now currently sitting in my hometown where I was born and raised. I spent 21 years here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And when I was 20 or 21, ended up getting on a one-way flight to Virginia, and then ended up living there for 6 months, then moved to Dallas, Texas, was there for 3 years, drove up to New Jersey for a couple of months, then to New York City for a year, then to Miami for 5 years, and now ultimately back to my hometown here in Milwaukee. And I can say with 100% confidence that all of those different types of experiences, whether they were pleasant or not, all taught me a lot about myself and also helped position me to put myself in opportunities that, you know, you just don't usually have when you're back home and you're hanging out with your childhood friends or, you know, your family all the time. It's, I think, unbelievably healthy to remove yourself from those comforts, even for just a little while. I've been gone out of my hometown for 10 years, and I'm not saying that you have to move for 10 years, but I can again say with total, you know, confidence and clarity that, you know, even being gone for, you know, something as 6 months or a year can like dramatically impact your ability to like just perform at your best level, because again, you're ridding yourself of certain distractions or anchors that, you know, can otherwise hold you back or distract you.
Absolutely, man. I couldn't agree more. I think it's so important to get out of your hometown, at least at first, because that's how you learn. Like, you don't realize that, like, the world is not exactly like your hometown until you're out of your hometown. Like, there's different stuff going on out there.
That's absolutely true, man. The world is – that we say it's a small world, but it's actually a really big place, plenty to explore.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm excited for your answer on this next one. The next one is, what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
I think the most valuable thing to understand that's kind of in my wheelhouse, which is, you know, sales and a piece of entrepreneurship, is being able to effectively communicate. And by that, I mean being able to effectively communicate what it is that you're actually trying to say. It's fine if you say a couple ums and ands and you knows, and I'm not talking about those certain types of characteristics of what people actually speak. What I'm talking about is actually being able to effectively communicate your message. And in most cases, an extra, I guess, bonus here is everything that you do these days should be focused around some type of story. Right? Because I can give you this answer right now and tell you that, you know, your ability to effectively communicate to another human being, your ideas, or, you know, what it is that you're trying to convey to somebody is important. But at the end of the day, nobody's really going to remember what it is that you're trying to communicate without having first linked it to some type of story. And so storytelling, whether it's in a sales pitch or on a social media post or on a Facebook Live or on a podcast, I think storytelling is the most powerful thing that you can really learn how to do, and encapsulate it in the way that you communicate with other people makes you memorable, helps make your message more impactful, and at the end of the day, gets people's attention as well.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
Get into sales sooner. I spent a lot of time thinking I was going to be either a professional soccer player or a musician. And of course, during those periods of my life, you know, that's, you know, what I was passionate about. But at the end of the day, as far as being able to take care of myself, my family, and the people that I'm, you know, I spend my time with, I think, you know, getting into sales, making money and creating that type of lifestyle, I think is probably the easiest thing that I could have done out of playing soccer or trying to sell, you know, CDs at the time.
And then, so kind of going down a little bit of a different path here, in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
Key to happiness is just being able to do you. You know, there's a lot of people out there that I think will say, do you, or I'm doing me, or I'm just, you know, doing my own thing. And I would say probably 99% of them don't really mean it. I would say the greatest characteristic that I think that I have from both a professional and a personal standpoint is my ability to just do me. I've never really cared too much about what other people think about my moves or who I'm with or what I'm doing. If it's right for me, then it's right for me and it's something that I want to focus on doing.
Mm-hmm. And then what is the best book that you've read and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
Man, that's a good question. This used to be an easier answer, but the more I read books, the harder it gets. I'll give you two books. One is, again, in alignment with, like, you know, my profession of being in sales and everything. I would say the best sales book I've read is Pitch Anything by Orrin Claff. Absolutely love that book. Have been through it probably 8 or 9 times. And whether or not you're in sales or not, I think it's just a good book to kind of like get in touch with your higher level, you know, self, where you can just take control of situations. And then I would say my other favorite book that doesn't apply maybe specifically to sales, but can apply in just about everywhere in your life would probably be Unscripted. By MJ DeMarco. That's probably my favorite book I've ever read. Unscripted by MJ DeMarco. Unbelievable book. The kind of the subtitle of the book is Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Entrepreneurship. And it's just a wake-up call. And it's a real blueprint and an outline that people can follow to kind of unplug themselves from this script of the, you know, the 9 to 5 and, you know, all that. And be able to create a life that they're passionate about and create freedom for themselves as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, man. Well, listen, thank you again so much for coming on. The last one I have for you is, where can our listeners best find and or connect with you online?
Good question. So two places that I'm super active. One is Instagram. You can find me at Jordan Stupar. I post a lot and I answer every single DM. So if you've listened to this or you have a question or anything, you can definitely find me there. And then also if you like a little bit more of the longer running documentation of entrepreneurship, you can find me on YouTube again at Jordan Stupar.
Perfect. And I can attest to that because I actually DM'd him to come on the show and he did respond. So he'll respond.
Absolutely.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.